The average commute in the D.C. region is 43 minutes. That's 16 minutes longer than the national average. It's one of the longest in the country, and that can be detrimental to workers' time, money, and health, as well as to the environment. Eliza Burkhan from WAMU's Affordability Desk has this report on how employers and employees are adjusting.
I'm driving to my nearest metro stop to catch a ride to Union Station. It's 6 a.m., the sun's not up, and the roads aren't too crowded yet. I'm off to meet up with another early commuter, IT engineer Brent Scott, who's coming into D.C. from Brooklyn Park, a town just outside of Baltimore.
Next stop is Union Station.
I wanted a decent single-family house, and what was affordable was up that way.
So I'm just going to follow you.
I meet Scott as he's starting the third leg of his commute. Each morning, he leaves around 6 to drive to a MARC station. He then catches a commuter train to Union Station, where he takes the Red Line to Silver Spring. Then he walks or scooters a few blocks to his office. The whole thing takes about 2 hours. Scott is one of more than a third of folks in the region who spend more than 45 minutes getting to work.
I would love to have a drivable commute, you know, within 30, 45 minutes, but, you know, the jobs are down here in D.C. for the most part.
Like Scott, fewer people are driving alone to work now than in recent years, but driving solo remains the primary way commuters get to the office, accounting for roughly 60% of commutes. Fewer than a third take a train or bus, according to a recent survey of commuters. But why so many people are willing to tolerate long distances isn't as easily measured. It depends on where you can find a job and where you can afford to live, as housing prices steadily climb. What is clear are the hazards of long commutes. In addition to environmental issues, long hours in transit can affect physical and mental health. Professor Gilbert C. Gee of the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health says this is an evolutionary holdover. Our body stress response system doesn't know what to do in traffic because it was adapted for different scenarios.
Today, we don't face tigers on an everyday basis, most of us, but we do face things like just work stressors and stressors related to living in an urban environment and traffic being one of them.
That added stress can cause a multitude of health issues, from depression to heart disease. And research shows people are less satisfied with their job when they have a difficult commute. So what is being done to ease the burden? Many employers, both public and private, are recognizing the problems of long commutes.
We're at our best when our people are at their best.
Cindy Sutton is the human resources manager for the Southeast region of professional services company Accenture. The company moved from Reston to Arlington several years ago, in part to better accommodate the needs of its employees and clients. And like many employers, they offer assistance with public transit and parking fees. In the past decade, many employers have also grown more receptive to telework when possible.
I think we are more open to it than we ever have been before. Work does happen everywhere.
For now, Scott is fairly content with his commute and has no plans to move. Relocating means balancing housing costs with the price and length of commuting.
I don't know what the pay difference might be for a comparable job closer to Baltimore, but the pay is good down here, so it makes it worth it.
Yet at 2 hours each way, he says he wouldn't want to spend any more time on his daily commute.
If I spent more than four and a half hours commuting total in the day, I would just have to find something otherwise. It's just too much time, especially in the wintertime when you don't even see the sun.
Around 3:30 in the afternoon, Scott will head to the Silver Spring stop for the ride back into Union Station. There, he'll grab a MARC train and drive home from his local station. Barring delays or traffic, he'll be home a little after 5, almost 12 hours before he gets up to do it again. For WAMU's Affordability Desk, I'm Eliza Burkhan.